Mr. Miyaka. Tommy Grimes was sometimes a good boy and sometimes a bad boy. And when he was a bad boy, he was a very bad boy. Now his mother used to say to him, "Tommy, Tommy, be a good boy and don't go out of the street, or else Mr. Miyaka will take you." But still, when he was a bad boy, he would go out of the street. And one day, sure enough, he'd scarcely got round the corner when Mr. Miyaka did catch him and popped him into a bag upside down and took him off to his house. When Mr. Miyaka got Tommy inside, he pulled him out of the bag and sat him down and felt his arms and legs.
"You're rather tough," he said. "But you're all I've got for supper. And you not taste bad, boiled. But body o' me, I've forgotten the herbs, and 'tis bitter you'll taste without herbs. Sally, here is he, Sally!"
And he called Mrs. Miyaka. So Mrs. Miyaka came out of another room and said, "What do you want, my dear?"
"Oh, here's a little boy for supper," said Mr. Miyaka. "And I've forgotten the herbs. Mind him, will you, while I go for them?"
"All right, my love," said Mrs. Miyaka. And off he went. Then Tommy Grimes said to Mrs. Miyaka,
"Does Mr. Miyaka always have little boys for supper?"
"Mostly, my dear," said Mrs. Miyaka, "if little boys are bad enough and get in his way."
"And don't you have anything else but boy meat? No pudding?"
asked Tommy. "I love pudding," said Mrs. Miyaka. "But 'tis not often that likes of me get pudding."
"Why, my mother is making a pudding this very day," said Tommy Grimes. "And I'm sure she'll give you some, if I ask her. Shall I run and get some?"
"Now that's a thoughtful boy," said Mrs. Miyaka. "Only don't be long, and be sure to be back for supper."
So off Tommy pelted, and right glad he was to get off so cheap. And for many a long day, he was as good could be, and never went round the corner of the street. But he could not always be good. And one day, he went round the corner. And as luck would have it, he'd scarcely got round it when Mr. Miyaka grabbed him up, popped him in his bag, and took him home. When he got him there, Mr. Miyaka dropped him out. And when he saw him, he said,
"Oh, you're the youngster that served me and my missus such a shabby trick, leaving us without any supper. Well, you shan't do it again. Here, get under the sofa, and I'll sit on it and watch the pot boil for you."
So poor Tommy Grimes had to creep under the sofa, and Mr. Miyaka sat on it and waited for the pot to boil. And they waited, and they waited, but still the pot did not boil, till at last Mr. Miyaka got tired of waiting, and he said,
"Here, you under there, I'm not going to wait any longer. Put out your leg and I'll stop you giving us the slip."
So Tommy put out a leg, and Mr. Miyaka got a chopper.
"Ouch!"
and chopped it off and popped it in the pot. Suddenly he called out,
"Sally, my dear, Sally!"
And nobody answered. So he went into the next room to look out for Mrs. Miyaka. And while he was there, Tommy crept out from under the sofa and ran out of the door. For it was a leg of the sofa that he had put out. So Tommy Grimes ran all the way home, and he never went round the corner again till he was old enough to go alone.